Okay, so in this scenario, you envision us seeing the national office budget for the first time when?
Well, I said that I will compile all the station budgets along with the national budget, and they're compiled by the CFO for all parties for review by July 15th.
All right, well, then I'll leave it there for now until I apologize. I should look at this from a written copy, which I don't
have. But Jane pointed out that the LSB is able to... They're not giving their final approval, though, by July 15th. I thought it would just be available for review. And then they have in August to do their final review.
But your point was they're not going to do that in August.
I'm just saying we have problems with August.
And, well, you know, if they have, could an LSB say, you know, review and final approval, finally give approval sometime between July 7th and August 10th? Is that a window that works?
Jane?
Yeah, it might. I'd like to, if you don't mind, Lonnie, I'd like to try to, sometime in the next day or two, try to just kind of do a little bit of editorial suggestions and run it past you, see if it's consistent with what you had in mind.
No problem. I love the work.
Okay, I think we should, since we're at time, move this to the next agenda, and with the goal of approving the proposed timeline and having the board adopt it as our official timeline. And there's one other thing in there that's not in there right now, which is, you know, what happens if you don't make the deadline? Are we going to have any hard rules about that? But I think we should deal with that in the as part of the final proposal next week, at the next meeting. Is there any objection to doing that?
Jane, if you could shoot something off to me, that'd be great.
Yeah, I definitely will in the next day or two.
Okay. The next item is process for completing budget reforecast budget modifications. And this is relevant to is there going to be any budget reforecast approved at the January PMB or not? And if so, what needs to happen? Casey, do you want to speak to that? And then Lonnie?
I got to run, Dave.
Okay.
Thank everyone. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thanks.
See you at the next meeting.
We'll see you at the next meeting.
Bye-bye.
Intimidating item.
Excuse me?
Pretty intimidating item.
Yeah, well, I mean, is it doable and are we going to do it? Actually, Lonnie, why don't you go first and speak to it, and then I'll ask Casey to talk about what we've got at K.
Well, my intent was to, I'm aware of a number of items that general managers and others have brought to my attention that they still need changing. You know, things change at the station level. And my intent was to bring those together as a package and present it to the board and let the board decide what they wanted to do with it. Now, when I started talking to board members, I found that some of them said, look, a budget is a budget. They overspend the line item. They overspend the line item. Let's not come up with a whole separate process. But I said, what about approvals? And you know, everyone has a different point of, not everyone, but people have different points of view about it. Some people feel, yeah, if the budget's changing, no longer relevant, why wouldn't we make the change? That's what the process of reviewing is about. Its goal is to tell the board what budget line items are working, which ones are not. So my intent was to present something to the January board in terms of line items that needed a possible change or adjustment. Question for us is, should it be a separate NFC report? We'd have to do, call the station, see what people wanted to change, My predilection with the certain line items that do not affect the bottom line ought to be approved, as long as the goals are commensurate with, our mission and what have you.
Well, Lonnie, just on that point, we've agreed that it's only for things that are that change a category by a budget category by more than 10%. You're saying if it goes over by that much, but doesn't change the bottom line, it should not be subjected to approval.
I'm saying that's a go with the policy we've already agreed to.
Okay.
And I think the board passed it, as I recall.
Yeah, we did.
So if the board passed it, then reasonably we should bring to the board those items that fall into those categories. And so I guess I'm saying let's plan to do it in January.
Well, so doesn't that necessitate then that the local board I mean, wouldn't the process be parallel? Well, the local board looks at the budget just like they do when they pass the original budget. They give their approval, and then the NFC reviews that and then makes the recommendation to the PMB.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's the cumbersome part, you know. Some boards may get it together to do it, some may not. But I think that, be that as it may, they get changes in March if they miss January.
Okay. Casey, did you want to speak to what Kay's doing on this front? She may be muted. Star 6, Casey?
I'm here.
Okay.
Basically, what we need to do is we have some salary increases due to the new union contract. And so we need to increase our salaries. We need to... I'm sorry, I'm like flipping through a proposal here at the same time. We need to... we need to increase the salaries. We need to move some money from that was already approved for outreach by the LSB that didn't show up due to an error. And then we have some increased income from different things like a car program and things like that that need to go in.
There was a position that was left out, too.
And a position that was left out. So most of those, none of those things, I believe, increased the bottom line or a change of more than 10% on a line item.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. Go ahead, Dave.
Is the LSB going to consider proposing an adjustment for the January PMB meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know whether the date of that meeting is prior to our next NFC meeting?
The date of the meeting is January 7th.
Great. So that'll be before the NFC.
Yes.
So can you note in the minutes that we will include NFC review of that proposal for forwarding to the PMB? And actually, I think we should agree that any LSB that's putting forward, any station that's putting forward any of those changes, will get the recommendation from the LSB by that meeting.
I will do a form. So important to do a form.
Great. That would be great. And you'll send it to us and to the managers?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Because it'll be the old line item, so it'll be clearly identified, and proposed line item.
Great.
There's a standard form that we use.
Okay. Can you note that in the minutes that Lonnie's going to be sending around a form for doing the budget adjustments?
Yeah.
All right.
Lonnie. Sorry for my distraction.
All right. I'm in the same way. Anything else on this item?
I want to drop off, but I got to run.
Okay. We just have the general ledger working group, which since Baruti's not here, I think we'll need to defer. And then this stays the NFC motions, and I can address that. So thanks, Lonnie, and we'll see you at the next meeting.
Hey, have a good holiday, folks.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
So the general ledger working group report, as I said, since we don't... Baruti here, who is leading that, I think we need to defer it. Is there any objection to that? Okay, and then the last thing, the status of the NFC motions adopted at the 12-1 meeting. They haven't gotten on the agenda. Patty, correct me if I'm wrong, or Therese, if Therese is still there. Am I correct that the PMB has not had them put forward yet, but they will be put forward to the PMB at the January meeting? Patty?
Which item?
These
two were proposed and we adopted were, one had to do with the dotted line relationship between the CFO and the business managers.
Uh-huh.
And the other one had to do with, I got to find it.
Here, I'll find it. I have it in here somewhere. Hold on a second. Pardon me for being so slow.
With authorities for certain expenditures, who needed to authorize certain expenditures.
Well, anyway, I can say that, no, we have not dealt with them.
Okay, first one.
We didn't have
all
a finance.
The other one was that all GM expense reimbursements must first be submitted via expense reports with receipts attached for approval to the ED or CFO in the ED's absence before GM expenses are reimbursed. That was the first one, and the other one was the dotted line reporting relationship.
So how will those get onto the agenda, and who will present them?
I'm chair of the committee. It'll be in the NFC report with all the motions that any motions that will pass at the next meeting, and we'll act on them as they'll be submitted as a package of motions in the report of the committee and be voted on in January.
So will our meeting date be early enough to allow you to do that, to get that through them to the board?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a week and a day before that. But it's a week. No, excuse me. The meeting is on the 27th, and we have a meeting on the 19th. So, yeah, that's right. It's at least a week and a day in advance.
You don't have anything else to do anyway.
Right. I don't have a life. I had to leave that behind when I agreed to these commitments.
Okay, so we're I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Any objection to adjourning?
Nope.
We'll see you in January. Have a good New Year, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.